This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Dr. Nitin Desai, an internal medicine physician practicing in the state of North Carolina for over 24 years. He is also the chief medical officer of COVID PreCheck, a digital health passport related to COVID-19. Dr. Desai, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. Thanks for your time. So now that multiple vaccines are available, should employers go back to business as usual? What's your thought in those regards as we kick things off here today?
Well, there are multiple challenges here. A sizable number of employees are not vaccinated. Some of the vaccinated employees may not want to share that information with the employer for those who are vaccinated. Employers are not likely to make COVID vaccination mandatory due to reasons of liability and privacy. Even though employers are not likely to make COVID vaccination mandatory, they would want to know which employee population has been vaccinated and verify who has been immunized without violating employees' privacy. There are smoking zones. Some employers have already started thinking about creating zones for employees who have been vaccinated or employees who might be at high risk of contracting the virus.
Certainly some interesting information, and some of those things that you mentioned I never would have thought of, so thanks for pointing those out. Now, as employees return to work, what should they expect from their employers to safeguard their health and safety?
Yes, the employers are expected to implement several measures like PPEs, engineering measures to allow social distancing, surface disinfectants, and improving ventilation if possible. Employers are expected to comply with local, state, and federal regulations like OSHA related to workplace COVID safety. There is an increased expectation that employers should be prioritizing employee health, safety, and well-being by taking into account the latest health guidelines and recommendations. In a survey, about 23% of respondents would consider quitting their job if they were not required to return to the office before all employees are vaccinated. And some 68% of those who surveyed said they would receive the vaccine if their employer offered a cash bonus or more paid time off. So employers should take advantage of our free Swiss cheese quiz on our website, covidprecheck.net, to assess and ensure workplace safety.
Yeah, certainly good to have you on to talk about this. Now, what would you recommend business leaders do to support a safe return to work?
The businesses will have to plan a safe return to work environment. Related policies and compliance programs are expected. Some medium to large size employers may need a COVID safety officer designated to ensure proper execution of the COVID-related safety measures are in place. Employers will have to seek expert help from companies like COVID PreCheck, helping them create safe workplaces. Subject matter experts from the COVID PreCheck safety model assess their stand concerning COVID safety and how they can improve. COVID PreCheck has a panel of expert physicians who constantly monitor and update their workplace COVID safety guidance and incorporate this in their technology platform to help businesses with a seamless transition to return to work.
Well, it certainly is hopeful to be talking about plans and preparation to go back to work. This is all good today. We're speaking with Dr. Nitin Desai, an internal medicine physician practicing in North Carolina and also the chief medical officer of COVID PreCheck, a digital health passport related to COVID-19. He's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's healthcare and health news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Desai, you've advocated using the Swiss cheese model to create safe workplaces. Can you explain how that works and how does it keep employees safe?
Yeah, the Swiss cheese model of safety is used in high-risk industries like hospitals and aviation. The basic message is that security is created by a multi-layered approach, including several measures in place on an ongoing basis. There is no single magic bullet. The businesses will need to identify safety layers and reduce the holes in each layer so that the COVID hotbed or cluster does not occur if all holes line up against the COVID challenge. While there is no bulletproof way of preventing the coronavirus, we work with the human resources departments to create a COVID safety model for the workplace. First thing we ask them to do is take the Swiss quiz on covidprecheck.net and establish a baseline for the COVID safety of their workplace. After setting the baseline, our team works with human resources staff to implement various workplace measures to increase the workplace's COVID safety. We recommend using our technology platform to create safe workplaces to feel safe when they are at work.
Also, in regards to technology, how do you see technology playing a role in return to work?
The technology makes the processes efficient and reproducible on a larger scale. For example, displaying different employee statuses, including a self-assessment test for COVID symptoms or exposure, lab test, return to work notes, or immunization statuses can be displayed via a QR code from a smartphone. Several employers are already on their way to digitalizing a myriad of internal processes. COVID has only accelerated this journey, and implementing an end-to-end digital strategy to create a safe work environment for employees makes all the sense in the world. The technology on its own is not enough. Employers need a technology platform designed and supported by physicians, and that follow the CDC and OSHA guidelines. It is also critical that the technology platform leverage well-accepted safety models, such as the Swiss cheese model, maximizing the chances of creating a COVID-free workplace.
Dr. Desai, really appreciate all the details and information shared here today on behalf of COVID PreCheck. In conclusion, what do you want to leave our audience? It could be for the employees or for the employers. What would you like to leave them with in regards to a safe return to work?
The COVID-19 pandemic has changed the way we live our lives and interact in society and the workplace. Specific safety measures like avoiding sick contacts, getting tests if an infection is suspected, or updating immunizations, including for COVID-19, will be the new norms. Technology like COVID PreCheck will become essential to make the processes efficient and scalable. So in summary, I would like our audience to keep three things in mind. Number one, if you're an employer, don't let your guard down. The after effects of the pandemic are likely to linger around for years. Talk to us. We can help you create a safe work environment for your employees in a systematic way instead of implementing ineffective steps such as just doing temperature checks. We leverage a combination of technology and our healthcare expertise to analyze, score, and implement measures that create safe workplaces. Number two, if you're an employee, talk to your employer about ensuring a safe work environment. More importantly, you can download the COVID PreCheck app by going to our website, covidprecheck.net, and start using virtual handshake on your own to create circles of safe spaces around you. And finally, number three, plan ahead of time. Leverage technology to your advantage. Use the mobile phone as a powerful tool to show proof of COVID safety, including vaccination, as well as verify if employees and people around you are COVID safe.
Dr. Desai, again, thanks so much for joining us here today. Again, listeners, for more information, visit covidprecheck.net. Dr. Desai, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We've been speaking with Dr. Nitin Desai, an internal medicine physician practicing in the state of North Carolina and also the chief medical officer of COVID PreCheck, a digital health passport related to COVID-19. And for all the details, visit covidprecheck.net. Again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.